Chapter 10. After she gave my arm a light squeeze, Arwen moved her hand away and then began to organize the stack of parchment in front of her. As she sorted through the papers, I straightened up in my seat and tried my best to maintain an air of calmness, but my hands shook and threatened to expose my nervousness. I sat on them in an attempt to quit fidgeting, and as I did, I met Ashla's worried eyes.
"Are you okay?"
she mouthed, and the chocolate-skinned maid shot me a reassuring glance. "I'll be fine," I mouthed back, and I offered her my most convincing smile before I returned my attention to Arwen and her impressive amount of research. In all honesty, I was not fine, but I had to at least appear collected.
"Where to begin?"
the healer mused as she finally looked up from the stack, and she chewed harshly on her lower lip. The professor seemed just as nervous as I was, so I reached under the table and gently squeezed her knee. Arwen raised her eyebrows in surprise, but then her face softened.
"How about we start from the beginning?"
Ashla suggested in a soothing tone.
"With the Guardian's book? I know that's the obvious answer." "No, I understand just what you mean."
Arwen nodded at the Ice Mage, and then she turned her focus back to me.
"Right. Okay, Griff, so I suppose this all begins with the day after your wedding to Nia, when Mr. Burns stopped by the house."
"I remember," I said. "He mentioned the Guardian's names had been translated, and then you all rushed off to the Academy."
"That's right,"
Arwen confirmed.
"As you well knew, our trip priority has been to uncover the identities of the Guardians, so we could trace their descendants and attempt to finally understand who this Beastmaker is."
A chill ran down my spine as the title hung in the air, and I suppressed another grimace of nervousness. Did they have any more evidence that I was the Beastmaker? And had they figured it all out long before the Arkans clued me in? So, were any of the names of significance? I wondered as my eyes swept between the pair of mages. Did any of the surnames align with current families?
"Thus far, we haven't managed to track down descendants,"
Ashla began.
"Unfortunately, a few of the surnames are commonplace, so it's hard to narrow down exact matches. But when it comes to names of significance..."
Arwen trailed off, and the gorgeous professor seemed hesitant to continue. "What's up, Arwen?" I asked softly.
"This was part of what we wanted to bring up to you, Griff," Arwen sighed, "and precisely why it's only us in this room right now. Two of the Guardian's names stood out to us, and outside of Ashla and I, they aren't surnames that would hold much interest to anyone else but you."
"Me?" I prompted her, and I felt terrible about baiting the professor, but I needed to determine what she knew before I revealed my own discoveries to her.
"I don't really know how to say this without sounding a little crazy, Griff,"
Arwen confessed as she rubbed her brow.
"We've been racking our brains trying to figure out how it could be possible, but the names are too particular for it to be a coincidence. Griff, two of the Guardians were listed as Rillard and Genevieve Porter,"
Ashla stated simply, and I could tell the mage was both relieved and nervous to finally get to the point.
"We believe they are your..."
"Parents," I nodded. Arwen's auburn eyebrows creased together slightly as she assessed my reaction.
"You don't seem surprised at all by this. Were you already aware your mother and father were Guardians?"
Kind of, I admitted, and my eyes focused on the table so I wouldn't have to face Arwen's expression.
"How did you find out?"
the professor asked, and her tone was more perplexed than it was irritated. "Karth," I said. "She told me my parents were Guardians when she first spoke to me on the battlefield, before we made our deal." It wasn't a complete lie. Karth did confirm the information to me when we met, and while it wasn't the first I'd heard of it, it was easier to blame the Arkan than admit I'd snuck into the researcher's office.
"She did?"
Arwen asked with widened eyes, and she brushed a fallen lock of flame-colored hair behind her ear.
That's somewhat surprising based on the past history of the Arkans, without holding information from you. What else did she speak of?
I'll get to that later, I promised her.
Well, I'm sort of relieved we didn't have to break the news to you ourselves,
Arwen admitted with an apologetic smile.
I was prepared for a much more emotional discussion. We were definitely nervous about how you would handle it,
Ashla added, and the Ice Mage let out a sigh of relief.
I can't say I'll ever be grateful to an Arkan, but at least she spared us an intense afternoon. How are you feeling about it all?
It was a lot to handle at first, but I've definitely had some time to come to terms with it, I replied. My time in the Shadowscape wasn't exactly tame, but I was left to my own devices for a hearty chunk of it.
I can't imagine that being an easy idea to handle,
Arwen frowned, and her amber eyes were downcast.
While on a selfish note, I'm glad you've processed it on your own. But I'm sorry you had to find out in that way.
I'm fine, I assured her. So let's cast my feelings aside for a moment and continue with the missions you went on. After you discovered my parents' names, where did you go? You already left by the time I returned to the mansion that evening, and the others didn't mention where you'd gone.
Sleet sent us straight away,
Ashla answered, and the Ice Mage leaned forward on her elbows.
We were instructed to keep a low profile and not say anything to the rest of you about the specifics of our travels. That was exceptionally difficult,
Arwen said with a dejected sigh.
We didn't want to keep you in the dark, but we were sworn to secrecy, and, on another note, worried about how the translation would affect you.
I appreciate your concern, I smiled at the professor. I know now you were only looking out for my well-being, so there's no worries there.
We won't ever keep something like that from you again,
Arwen swore, and then I leaned across the table and planted a kiss on the professor's cheek. So now that I'm part of the group and secrecy isn't an issue, where did you go? I asked the pair once I settled back into my chair.
Our first mission was to attempt to confirm the information in any way we could,
Ashla began.
We went back to Njaldin Falls and attempted to track down anything we could about Rillard and Genevieve. We also wanted to retrace your steps in a way, at least the ones you made when you first came into Maelor's care. Mr. Caruso was kind enough to accompany us and physically walk us through the events and their locations,
Arwen added.
He was a valuable asset to our team.
Maelor was with you? I asked in surprise. I hadn't seen the old man in ages, and a trip with the research team could explain his absence. Arwen nodded.
Not only did we walk through the village again ourselves, but we wanted to question some of the citizens of Njaldin Falls and those of the surrounding areas. His presence was familiar to the folks out there.
I tried to imagine Maelor amongst the Academy researchers, and the mental image brought a smile to my face. Maelor was an amazing man, but picturing him conducting official business on behalf of Sleet and the Enclave was certainly strange. Maelor's a surprisingly charismatic guy, I laughed, but the last time I was in Njaldin Falls, no one had any clue about my parents or my origins. They just mentioned that I'd wandered around into town and claimed to have survived a fire.
Yes,
Arwen agreed.
We knew as much. But we were hoping, not to sound crass or doubtful of your abilities, but we were hoping a team sent by Sleet would encourage individuals to speak up more than they would.
If they were talking to some kid? I raised my eyebrows, and Arwen's cheeks flushed scarlet. She began, but I reached out and touched her arm. It's okay, I said. I was only teasing. Your logic wasn't entirely wrong. Under normal circumstances, a more official team asking questions would be received better. But the people of the wilds are a lot more guarded than the ones in the enclaves, less likely to trust strangers, as you well know.
That's precisely why Mr. Caruso accompanied us,
Arwen nodded.
They were more willing to accept questioning from a fellow citizen of the wilds rather than a team of stuffy researchers from the enclave.
Luckily, my background as a mercenary helped our credibility as well,
Ashla said with a proud look on her face.
But having another person from the wilds helped the citizens trust us more. We also needed someone who had lived through it firsthand,
Arwen replied.
Since we couldn't bring you with us, we needed the next best person for the job. However, even with Melor, our labors were unfortunately just as fruitless as yours. No one had written anything down about Rilard or Genevieve, and if they did, the materials were either destroyed or lost to time.
Ashla let out a dejected sigh.
Obviously, the Guardians existed too long ago for anyone to know them personally, but we were hoping someone's ancestors had written their name somewhere, like in a journal or a travelogue. Literally anything that could help us confirm their identities. But there was nothing.
So even after all this time and research, they didn't know more about my parents than I did. That's definitely not what I was hoping to hear, I admitted in a small voice.
I'm so sorry, Griff,
Ashla said, and she reached a hand out to touch mine.
We were hoping to find something there as well, but no one there or in the surrounding areas has heard of Rilard or Genevieve.
Don't be sorry, I replied. It's nothing to worry about. I was just hoping something else had been discovered, but that's no fault of yours. I just wish someone had bothered to write anything down all of those years ago. This research is frustrating. I rested my forehead against the desk and let out an exasperated sigh. I'd hoped this meeting would bring me closer to answers, but it was doing the exact opposite. Not that I blamed Arwen, Ashla, or the others. These matters were all just too complicated and vague to get anywhere useful.
Trust me, we're very much in agreement on that front,
Arwen said, and the professor folded her hands in her lap.
It feels as if we take one step forward, but do so at a snail's pace. Once we realized we weren't going to find anything at Njordin Falls, we returned to Valais and hit the books again, just in case there had been a mistranslation or a missing element or something,
Ashla added. Was there? I wondered, and I straightened up in my seat.
Yes and no,
the Ice Mage replied slowly as she looked at Arwen like she needed reinforcements, and the professor came to her aid.
When we went back through the list of names, we noticed similarities between the glyphs on that page and the glyphs of a few pages over,
the crimson-haired healer began.
So we got to work on translating the similar passage and uncovered something we're still attempting to understand.
That sounds ominous, I snorted.
We're not doing it to be intentionally dramatic, Griff,
Arwen sighed.
This is really hard information to relay.
I get it. I was only teasing, I swear, I insisted, and I offered the professor my best smile. So, anyways, what was it? Another name? A location? Arwen hesitated, and then she took a deep breath.
It was a name. Yours, to be precise.
Mine, I repeated back to her, and my heart skipped a beat. You found my name in the book? I was actually surprised by this information. With how much of a mystery my early childhood was, the idea of anything being written down was strange to me, and I sat back in my chair as I processed the idea.
Yes, Ashla confirmed. It was a small paragraph that included your name and a date alongside your parents' names, and it also included a vague address.
Oh, wow, I breathed, and I blinked rapidly as this new info set in. An address? To where exactly? My home? Was it in Mistral? And did it remain to this day? I knew with the timing that was nearly impossible, but the idea of my childhood home still standing was too exciting to dismiss.
Wow, indeed,
Arwen replied, and she sat forward in her chair and reached her hand out to me. I frowned, but took it anyway, and waited for my lovers to continue. Why aren't you telling me? I asked softly.
Griff, the text coupled with the fact your parents were guardians implied you yourself were born thousands of years ago,
Ashla said slowly. And when I didn't react, Arwen's eyebrows creased together again.
Koth already revealed this to you as well, the healer asked me. This was the other bit of information she shared with you in the Shadowscape?
Yes, I nodded. That was one of the things she used as a way to lure me to the Shadowscape. She goaded me with the promise of telling me all about my parents. But then, when I was there, she didn't want to reveal much of anything at all. She didn't elaborate beyond it, but she said she paid my parents a visit just before the battle with the Guardians. And when she came upon the house, she saw me there with my parents.
Meka,
Arwen murmured, and I was surprised to hear the professor use language like that outside of the bedroom. She was usually so poised and elegant.
Wow, that's... Griff, that's wild,
Ashla agreed with wide eyes and a slack jaw. You're telling me, I laughed.
So, Koth has confirmed it then, Arwen said,
and she shook her head in disbelief.
Somehow, you were born in the same time as the Guardians, and yet, here you are. But how did you get here, and who brought you to this time period?
I've been trying to figure that out myself, I shrugged. I've tried to reach into my memory to see if something is tucked away in there, but I only have vague memories of my mom and dad to begin with, so it's difficult to find anything useful.
Do you think there's been some sort of time travel involved?
Ashla asked, and her brown eyes were wide with curiosity.
There has to be, I replied to her.
And then I looked at Arwen. Is that even possible?
A year ago I would have opposed the idea, but when it comes to the two realms, anything is possible, the healer said.
And she picked up a spare quill that rested beside her, and quickly began to scrawl something down in her notes.
Time functions differently in the Shadowscape, so I guess it isn't too out there when it comes to theories. Never a dull moment with you, is there, Griff?
Ashla laughed, and it was nice to hear the sound at such a serious moment.
You know me. I'm one of a kind, baby, I said with a cocky smirk,
and Ashla stifled a giggle at my over-the-top inflection.
We shall need to keep translating the books and see if we can uncover any more clues to this mystery, Arwen said, without looking up from her papers. Sadly, with all of the recovery from battle, we haven't made much progress in our research in the past 9 months.
Can I ask you both a question? I wondered.
What's up, Griff?
Ashla frowned. I took a deep breath. With everything you've investigated, I was just wondering. Do you think I'm the Beastmaker?
Oh, Griff.
Arwen reached out and gently touched my arm.
What brought this on?
It was just something I've been thinking about, I replied. Especially with my parents being Guardians.
Griff, we didn't find anything that could confirm or deny the idea,
Ashla admitted to me.
The Beastmaker prophecy is still so vague. It's almost impossible to figure out who it could be. But for what it's worth, we both trust and love you. We know there's no way you could ever hurt your own people,
Arwen assured me, and the professor's amber eyes were warm as they stared into mine.
Don't worry, Griff. This is all a big mystery to unravel, but we know what you are and aren't capable of. You aren't some prophetic monster. You're a talented mage and a wonderful man, lover, and husband. We love you, Griff.
Ashla added, and the Ice Mage gave me a brilliant smile.
So fucking much.
I love you too. I smiled at the pair. Both of you. We all leaned forward and entangled ourselves in a weird, over-the-table hug that brought us to laughter. It was nice to know my lovers trusted me again, especially after the weirdness before I'd left, and I was grateful our relationship was finally mended. I trusted them, and they trusted me. And this was all that mattered. There's another thing I need to mention about my time with Karth, I brought up once we regained our composure.
What's that?
Arwen wondered. I recounted the tale of retrieving the book from the Horned Arkan's labyrinth of a library, and as I went on and described the strange room, Arwen's eyes lit up, and she set down her quill.
Fascinating, the healer breathed. And every book was exactly the same.
Nearly all of them,
I confirmed. Each one was bound in black, but the contents were entirely empty, like they were enchanted or something.
That's quite the security measure, Arwen said,
and she shook her head.
I can only imagine what those volumes hold. Forgotten histories, spells. Focus, Arwen,
Ashla pressed gently, and the professor was pulled out of her dreamy expression.
Right,
Arwen said with an apologetic smile.
Okay, so the books were all blank. Were there any other ones there? Hidden away somewhere?
Per the usual, your mind is brilliant, Arwen. I grinned at the red-headed professor, and Arwen's cheeks flushed bright pink. Yes, at the very back of the room there was a shelf that contained different colored volumes.
That sounds like quite the obvious mistake,
Ashla noted.
Strange that Karth wouldn't try to make those blend in as well.
Maybe Karth wasn't the one who enchanted them, I proposed. I think maybe the library had been wiped blank by the last person to inhabit the castle, but the other books were brought in by Karth.
I wonder if she can read the books then,
Arwen mused with a slight tilt of her head.
Or perhaps one of the Arkans under your control? What do they have to say on the matter?
Strangely enough, they were silent when I first stumbled upon the library. Except for when Viopa helped me sneak in, I said. And they've been silent since I've returned. I've attempted to speak with them, but they're all being fairly quiet.
That's odd, Arwen assessed. But then again, it's only been 2 days. Perhaps they're worn out from the journey. Or they're adjusting to being back in the human realm. That's an interesting theory, Ashla said. But is it possible they're just being silent on purpose? Also a good point.
Arwen nodded, and she tapped the end of her quill against her full lips. I don't have the answer to that one, I shrugged. The Arkans were incredibly unpredictable, and it was hard to read their intentions sometimes, especially when it came to their relationships with me. The only predictable behaviors were their constant praise of my power and their desire to bear my children.
Anyways, so tell us more about these volumes,
Arwen said in a curious tone.
What was unique about them?
They were bound in a different color, for one thing, I began. But also, they weren't blank.
They contained writing,
Ashla clarified with raised eyebrows.
What did they say?
Like the other books we'd come across. They're full of glyphs, I replied. Only these ones seemed a little different than the ones in the Guardian's books. They were written in this shiny type of ink, and I don't know how else to explain it, but they also seemed familiar. Arwen and Ashla shared a confused look with each other.
Familiar?
Arwen repeated slowly.
How so, Griff?
It was like I'd seen them before, I attempted to explain. I know that seems crazy.
With the knowledge you are not of this time, it actually doesn't sound that crazy,
Arwen contradicted me, and her amber eyes narrowed as she thought on it.
Perhaps it is written in a language only those of the past can read.
I couldn't decipher it then, and I'm not too sure I could do it now, I admitted.
Sadly, with the book being in Koth's palace, we may not ever know,
Arwen lamented, and a smile crossed my face.
About that. Griff!
Ashla gasped.
Are you saying you have the book?
Sort of, I hedged.
Maker, why didn't you tell us sooner?
Arwen asked, and her eyes were wide as she looked around.
Did you happen to bring it with you?
Sleet didn't mention this at all? I asked in surprise.
The headmaster didn't say a word,
Arwen frowned, and her eyes returned to their normal size.
Why?
Well, I couldn't exactly sneak the thing out of the Shadowscape, so I had Sarah hide it away for us to retrieve.
Great! Another quest!
Ashla laughed.
Our work is really never done, is it? Definitely not. But this could be a great thing,
Arwen said, and her amber eyes glinted with excitement.
I know we don't know the contents, but a book from the heart of the Shadowscape has to be at least somewhat valuable to our efforts.
Absolutely,
Ashla nodded, and then the Ice Mage turned her attention back to me.
So where is it located? Is it far from here?
Sarah didn't say, I replied, and I ran a hand through my hair. but Sleet agreed we would go and get it back.
Brilliant,
Ashla grinned.
This is incredible news, Griff,
Arwen reiterated, and I could see the machine of her mind churning behind her amber eyes.
This type of thing is exactly what we need to put ourselves ahead in the war. Perhaps it will give us some kind of clue about how to defeat the remaining Arkans.
We'll definitely need some kind of advantage for that one, I sighed. The remaining Arkans are ruthless, to say the least.
Worse than the ones we've already faced,
Ashla snorted. But when I nodded, her joking smile vanished.
I can't be certain, but they have a certain aura about them that makes me reluctant to write them off, I said. We shouldn't underestimate them.
How are they in terms of loyalty to Karth?
Arwen wondered. It's hard to say, I replied. There are three of them, and they're all so different from each other. There seemed to be a rivalry between Karth and Huna, so that might be something to keep in mind for later. And Xanrath almost seemed kind.
Kind?
Ashla scoffed, and the Ice Mage narrowed her chocolate eyes.
An Arkan being kind? That's a little too impossible for me to believe.
That's what I thought too, I shrugged. But while I was there, I was attacked by a stray monster, and she healed me somewhat.
An Arkan with healing abilities?
Arwen furrowed her auburn eyebrows.
That seems peculiar. Only mages have shown an aptitude for healing magic.
I know, I replied. But I saw what I saw. I nearly died from the monster's bite. But Xanrath used her magic, and it was almost like the bite never happened.
You almost died?
Ashla gasped and leaned forward.
Griff, what the hell? Why didn't you...
Focus,
Arwen reminded the Ice Mage, and Ashla reluctantly settled down.
It seems interesting an Arkan would save you from death when she just as easily could have let you die. It's strange to me that she would allow an enemy another day to live.
Maybe she took pity on me, I shrugged. Or, like the others, she wants to have my babies.
Arwen and Ashla frowned at the sentiment, and I realized I may have struck a nerve, since they were the only two of my women who had yet to get pregnant. I debated whether or not this was the time to tell them about what would happen if one of the Arkans bore my child, but I ultimately decided that conversation could happen at another time.
I don't blame them, but damn, Griff, you sure know how to attract the ladies,
Ashla finally laughed. Trust me, I'm well aware, I sighed.
That's a good thing to note, Arwen said. Perhaps her willingness to keep you alive will come in handy the next time you meet her. Maybe we can exploit the attraction she has to you and use it to our army's advantage.
Not a bad idea, I agreed. I truly had no idea where Xanrath's loyalties lied, but I couldn't rebuff the idea of using our friendly encounter to our advantage, since our side needed all the help it could possibly get.
Okay, everything comes down to this, Arwen began. We need to try to find more information that can lead us to Griff's family and the day he arrived in Njordan Falls. We need to find the address listed in the Guardian's book, along with any other notes that might have been written down about the porters. And we need to start preparing to retrieve the book Sarah hid away.
Right,
Ashla nodded.
Griff, is there any way you can reach out to Sarah and figure out where she put the book?
I can try, I said. If she won't give it up willingly...
Do whatever you have to do,
Arwen interrupted with a serious expression.
I won't ask for the details, but this book is of importance to us. I don't know where Sarah's loyalties lie, but I hope she isn't using silence as a way to deter the book's retrieval.
If she is, I'll reach into your head and kick her ass myself,
Ashla vowed, and I expected the Arkan to stir at the threat. But there was nothing but silence in the spread of my consciousness. Now that we've established that, would it be possible for me to see the Guardian's books? I asked. It's kind of a selfish thing to admit, but I'd really like to see my parents' names for myself.
That isn't selfish at all,
Arwen assured me with a kind smile.
I'm honestly surprised it wasn't your opening question.
The professor rose from her chair and walked over to a desk on the opposite side of the room. She retrieved a large book
and then came back over and carefully handed it to me. There's a marker left where the names are written, and another one on a few pages down denotes the address, etc., she explained, and I thumbed through the thick-paged book until I came across the marker. Then, I took a deep breath. For months, I'd spent almost every day wanting to read the contents of this book for myself. I'd longed to see my parents' names for myself, see the glyphs that denoted the sounds that rang out in my memories. And now, in a more personal sense, I longed to see my own name written down. This book was more personal to me than anything else I'd ever encountered, and while the rest hadn't been translated yet, it had the possibility of unlocking the repressed memories stored away from my childhood. It was a lot of pressure to place on one item, but better to put my faith in a book than in the locked-away recesses of my consciousness. I took another breath and then opened the book to the page. I could feel the eye of my lovers on me as I scanned the pages, and I glanced up at them self-consciously.
Sorry, Ashla apologized. Do you need some space? We could always leave and come back in a little while,
Arwen proposed.
There isn't anything written down that would need clarification from us. So if you need some time alone to look through the materials and process your feelings, we have no problem with taking a stroll around the grounds.
I wouldn't want to.
We're just trying to look out for you, Griff,
Ashla interrupted me.
This is a lot to process, and having us staring over your shoulder surely isn't going to help you sort through your emotions.
I really don't mind, I protested, but the Ice Mage interrupted me with a wave of her hand.
Arwen and I will be back in a little bit,
Ashla promised me as she got up from her seat and delicately pushed the chair in behind her.
Take all of the time you need. It's a nice day out, and I'm sure we could both stand some fresh air after all of the time we spend in this room.
Thank you, I said, and my voice was heavy with sincere gratitude.
Don't even mention it,
the Ice Mage smiled, and she came over and planted a kiss on my cheek. Arwen stood up and did the same, and without another word, the pair of mages quietly left the room and closed the door behind them. Once I was completely alone, I let out a sigh, and then I urged my brain to calm itself. I had to relax. Freaking out over this wasn't going to be doing me any favors, and I needed to keep a clear head if I wanted to understand any of the information in the book. So I stood up and decided to take a lap around the room to clear my head a bit. I paced slowly and took in the different articles of research strewn about the office. There were detailed recreations of glyphs, paired with filled-in maps and various illustrations that made little sense to me, but likely would in time. I smiled to myself. Beyond my own personal involvement, learning about the true history of Mistral was a fascinating endeavor, and I was proud to be a part of the team uncovering the mysteries unknown by the rest of the citizens. With this realization in mind, and my heart at a normal pace, I decided to sit down and flip through the book. I'd had the page open for a total of 3 seconds, when I heard the activity from the corridor, though, and I looked up from the book and frowned. It was a Sunday afternoon. Who could be out there running around? Just as I asked the question to myself, the door flung open and revealed Syra's alarmed face. The summoner's curly hair was wilder than usual, and her dark eyes were wide with concern. Syra? I asked, and I practically threw the book down on the desk. What's wrong? What are you doing here?
I'm sorry to interrupt,
Syra panted, and the summoner leaned against the doorway as she attempted to catch her breath.
I hopped on Kaelon and flew over here as quickly as I could. We have a bit of a situation on our hands.
Oh, Maker, I breathed as my heart skipped a beat. What's happening? I prayed it wasn't another mega monster attack or something else as equally terrible as that.
It's Nia,
Syra said, and my stomach dropped as my heart just about stopped altogether. Is she okay? I demanded, and I flew up from my chair.
She's fine, Syra assured me. But we need to grab Meriden and get back to the house immediately. Her water broke, and the baby
is on its way.